This is the lunchtime edition of the latest from Starcom Network News. In the headlines, the NUPW wants government to urgently address the environmental issues plaguing government buildings. The DLP raises concern about plans to merge Republic Day and Independence Day. Barbadians embrace the newly constructed monument at the National Heroes Square. A parliamentary committee in Jamaica recommends a 30-year minimum sentence for children 14 years and older who commit murder. And Israeli forces raid Jenin in West Bank as truce efforts continue. Good afternoon. I'm Lorian Graham Carter. The details to the news just ahead. The National Union of Public Workers is calling on government to address with a matter of urgency the environmental issues affecting government buildings. General Secretary of the NUPW, Richard Green, raised concern about the way in which the results from environmental testings are handled. He wants the results shared with workers in a timely manner.
The NUPW is again calling for greater urgency in the response to environmental problems in the departments throughout the public service. In too many instances, the results of these tests are not shared in a timely manner, and worse, not shared at all with the affected workers and their representative unions. As a result, fear and mistrust filters into the employer relations. This breaches the employer's duty of care to its workers by providing a safe and healthy place of work. Attention to occupational safety and health at work is a critical component of this country's development due to the possible long-term negative effects on the quality of lives of our workers, which could put a further strain on the healthcare sector.
Mr. Green says going forward, he wants greater consideration given to improving this situation.
Additionally, the NUPW is asking that in the design of new buildings and in the retrofitting of old buildings, that consideration be prioritized to the use and option of natural ventilation and to use building materials that are resistant to mold and other adaptogens that are present in our tropical climate. The recent experiences should provide lessons for a more effective management of the environmental issues. We are also asking for more support and resources to the Occupational Safety and Health section within the Ministry of Labor, Social Security and the Third Sector to address these issues at the national level.
General Secretary of the NUPW, Richard Green. The Democratic Labour Party is raising concern about what they call a subtle attempt by the government to merge Independence Day and Republic Day. DLP President Dr. Ronnie Yearwood this morning, along with party representatives, took a letter to the Prime Minister's office voicing this concern. Speaking to the media on site, he maintained the 2 days should remain separate.
This year what we found is much more subtle attempts where correspondence has been, you know, Independence Day slash kind of and or Republic Day, and the controversy surrounding this still stands. The government has not made a clear position on this, and we thought it necessary that we state the views of the Democratic Labour Party and its membership and the concerns of Barbadians on this issue, because Independence Day is close to our hearts. It is Independence Day. It's that simple. It is not National Day. It is not Republic Day. It is not Day of Observance. It is Independence Day. It's that simple. And we want to make it clear this has to remain. There can be no subtle or not so subtle attempts by the government to rename the day or to try to erase the memory of our borough.
That was DLP President Dr. Ronnie Yearwood in the lunchtime edition. The newly constructed monument at the National Heroes Square is being received well by Barbadians. On VOB this morning, Vincent Jones, who is one of the two artists who designed the monument to the Barbadian family, said the artwork was inspired by the history of its location.
The design concept was one where we try to encompass the deep and rich history of this general location. Just over there where Chafet is, it is said that is where the cage was located. We are told that slaves were landed here and then on the pier head where they were auctioned. There was a marketplace here. There were the stocks here where persons were held. So a lot went on in this square as a focal point for Bridgetown. Also, we would have known that the statue of Lord Horatio Nelson would have stood here for about 200 years. and we are right outside the seat of our parliament. So it is a very important location. We would have brainstormed several concepts to see how we could encapsulate and celebrate all of the various facets and elements of our history, because we thought we needed to give physical representation of that history.
Vincent Jones, one of the artists who designed the monument. Meantime, this morning when Starcom Network News visited the monument, many people were taking pictures, and one was brought to tears as he spoke to its representation of who we are as Barbadians.
I am walking from monument to monument to appreciate what this government be doing for the people of this country, to know where they come from and what they are doing, and it's in the best of the interest of the youngsters who are supposed to be coming. And I hope that my great-grands, they will live to see the monument and appreciate what they see.
It gives us that level of freedom where now we can see what rightfully is ours. You know, I'm so proud as a Bajan that I can now walk through Bridgetown and see our accomplishments of all of our heroes.
It is actually very good to walk by and see all our national heroes and stuff in here instead of other stuff. It's very nice. At least it's something that is ours.
People visiting the monument to the Barbadian family. In Jamaica, a joint select committee of parliament has recommended an increase in the minimum sentence for a child who commits murder. The committee was reviewing the Criminal Justice Bill, Child Care and Protection Act, and the Offenses Against a Person Act to impose harsher penalties. Justice Minister Delroy Chuck declared that a child 14 years or older who is convicted of murder should serve a minimum of 30 years before being eligible for parole. Israel says it has carried out a raid on the Jenin refugee camp and killed two senior terrorists. Separately, the Palestinian Authority says two children who were also killed by gunfire in Jenin. The fresh violence comes in the sixth day of a truce between Israel and Hamas in Gaza, with Israel saying it received a list of hostages set to be released today. There are hopes the current pause could be extended, and talks are currently ongoing in Qatar. Recapping the headlines. The NUPW wants government to urgently address the environmental issues plaguing government buildings. The DLP raises concern about plans to merge Republic Day and Independence Day. Barbadians embrace the newly constructed monument at the National Heroes Square. A parliamentary committee in Jamaica recommends a 30-year minimum sentence for children 40 years and older who commit murder, and Israeli forces raid Jenin in West Bank as truce efforts continue. And that was the lunchtime edition of the latest from Starcom Network News. Starcom Network, a member of the OCM Group. I am Lurian Graham Carter. Good afternoon.
Don't miss the latest with the Starcom Network News at your fingertips. Listen or catch up on starcomnetwork.net. WhatsApp add me to 246-256-6397 to receive breaking news. Like and follow at Starcom Network News on Instagram and Facebook now.